Michigan GOP headquarters vandalized for a second time. By Hannah Blow on June 25, 2019. The Michigan GOP headquarters in Lansing, Michigan, has been vandalized for the second time in a three-day span, Breitbart News learned Tuesday. Late Monday night, the Michigan Republican Party, its chairman Laura Cox, and the ideal of free speech was attacked by those who wish to silence American voices through intimidation. The Michigan Republican Party statement read. Radical and intolerant liberals once again defaced the Republican Party's headquarters in Lansing for the second time in 3 days, it continued. The graffiti included threats such as fuck Cox and fuck ICE. The vulgar graffiti images indeed targeted Cox, a former ICE agent, specifically. Photos courtesy of the Michigan GOP. Cox released the following statement. Like children who don't get their way, these criminals seek to bully those they disagree with, rather than engage in a civil discussion. These radical thugs choose to intimidate through graffiti and anonymous nighttime attacks, rather than contest their ideas in the press, in the public square and in the polling places. We will continue to fight for our beliefs, and for our president who was attacked for defending our nation's right to secure its borders. In the face of these cowardly acts, I know the citizens of Michigan will defend the right to free speech, and defend those men and women who protect us along the borders of our great nation like my former colleagues in ICE. This incident appears to be an extension of the act of vandalism that took place over the weekend, with vandals spraying anti-ICE graffiti on the building following reports of planned ICE raids across the country. Lansing Police Sergeant Jeremy Churchill said vandals targeted the headquarters early Saturday morning, with the words FK ICE sprawled across the front of the building. I find it ironic that despite all the saber-rattling on ICE throughout the past few years, this is the time that it happens, Michigan GOP Communications Director Tony Zammit said Sunday, according to Detroit News. However, party officials speculated that the act of vandalism could have been less about the nationwide ICE raids and more about Cox, a former ICE agent. Over the weekend, at my GOP was vandalized attacking my previous role as an ICE eGov agent, she tweeted over the weekend. This criminal act by the radical left will not intimidate me or my staff. At Real Donald Trump is working to fix the crisis at our border and this deserves serious discussion, not graffiti, she added. Today's developments appear to confirm party officials' initial hunch.